Good day, Philadelphia. This is Bishop Luke Radio Hour, as always with you every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. We are very glad to be with you. Thank you for listening. Now I give the floor to Bishop of Philadelphia, Luke Scopa.
Glory to Jesus Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Blessed is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of forum about the four, the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the welfare of the holy churches of God, and for the union of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral, and for those entered with faith, reverence in the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our Patriarch Philaret, for our Bishop Luke, for the honorable priesthood, the deaconate in Christ, and for all the clergy and the people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this country, its president, for all civil authorities, and for the Ukrainian country, president, for all civil authorities, and for the armed forces, Ukrainian, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this city, Philadelphia, for every city, and country, and for the faithful dwelling in them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather, for abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For travelers by land, by sea, and by air, for the sick and the suffering, for captives and their salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That we may be delivered from all affliction, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Commemorating our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves to each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
To thee, O Lord.
For unto thee are the glory, honor and worship to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Alan, what's coming on?
Well, we had a wonderful event in St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral. Excuse me for my voice, but well,
what's
it's just
your
recently,
voice?
Yesterday with my students reading the text, I've lost my voice. Maybe I was too irresponsible. But well, anyway, we have to tell you that last Sunday at St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral, we had a wonderful festival. And a lot of volunteers were united there, and they received so much fun. A lot of people came to join us and also to participate in raffles. And we saw a lot of children coming to the St. Nicholas Cathedral. It was real joy. So please don't forget that at St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral, every year we have festivals of pierogi that invite everyone to share this wonderful tradition. And Bishop Lukas Hobart, today he visited an interesting assembly in Philadelphia, that is American Jewish Committee. They were united within the framework of 5th Annual Community of Conscience event in Congregation Rudolph Shalom Place. And Bishop Luke, he was opening with his prayer in this event. This is great responsibility. And this is important for every Ukrainian to understand that Ukrainian church is highly respected in the United States and in Philadelphia. Because sometimes friends don't understand you, but people who represent other jurisdictions, they evaluate and highly evaluate you. So I would like to say that Bishop Lukas Hobart, he had opening prayer at this event in the American Jewish Committee on November 15, 2023. And of course, we know that the Jewish issue is maybe the most urgent in the, at the moment. Their peaceful sky is not anymore peaceful in Gaza, and we saw a lot of children and young girls crying that they did not want to execute their constitutional obligation to go fight in there, but they have to, and they were cutting their hair and they were crying about Gaza. So God bless Gaza, and this conflict must stop as soon as possible. And what was the reason of your meeting today in American Jewish Committee, Bishop?
All right, that's not only, I'm praying, and can I read a little bit my message? Join us in the spirit of love as we counter those who purvey hate, intolerance, and incivility, especially those who legitimize their inappropriate practices based on holy right. And I saw a lot of other religion leaders and in government and councilmans. We have great lunches and we have discussion from the situation in Ukraine and Israel. And we pray together for the peace in the world, and especially in United States of America. Do you have a question, brother and sister? Can you call to us?
Our direct number is 888-329-3306. Dear listeners, our good friend and sponsor of the program, Company Mercy Fleet, would like to make an announcement. This transportation company has immediate openings for drivers. Paid training will be provided, compensation negotiable based on experience, employment time, full-time, part-time available, Saturday, Sunday shifts available. $500 sign-up bonus is available until December 31st, 2022 with conditions. The following qualifications are required. They must be 21 years old and older, The only Pennsylvania driver's license is required. A good driving and criminal records are required. Must be able to pass pre-employment drug and physical tests. Applicants must be comfortable with driving vans, minivans, wheelchair vans, 14-plus passengers buses. Previous professional experience in transporting people with disabilities and elderly is a plus. Please call Mercy Fleet Company 215-660-4975. Main base location for the interview is 3021 Franks Road, Suite 8, Huntington Valley, Pennsylvania 19006, or check mercyfleet.com for address. I repeat, the telephone 215-660-4975. Thank you.
Dear brother and sister, welcome to the St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral. We have every Saturday and Sunday the services, and I will show you the schedule of services. St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral, we have English languages, and every Saturday, 5 p.m., we have Vespers, and every Sunday, 9 o'clock in the morning, reading of the hours, 9:15, Vesting, and 9:30 a.m. in the morning, Hierarchal Divine Liturgy, followed by the always, we have Panahida, Mleben, and we have the luncheon, like last Sunday, we have lunch. The organized Judy Haney Festival directors invite all to us and all the festival volunteers worker. And how much did we raise at the festival for the cathedral? Allah, do you know the Judy will announce from?
I remember a big number. It was
$50,000, like close to $52,000.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is.
Thank you very much, all people, all the volunteers, all the parishioners. They came helping, and it is wonderful. It really provides the grounds for financial basis of cathedral activities.
Yes, we thanks for the volunteers and Judy Haney, festival director, and really we appreciate all the neighbors, the all who is live in Philadelphia. Thank you so much, and see you next November again. The always we have first Saturday and Sunday every year. This the next year we will be have the 108. Pierogi Festival. And thank you so much. And the next year we have Saturday, November 2. Thank you, Allah. And Sunday, November 3. And see you next year. And Judy told me they make another pierogies. Do you want for the delicious Ukrainian traditional pierogies? You can call to us 215-479-1010 and you picking up or pre-order pick up for the pierogi. We sold every Saturday and Sunday. What I say from the last week scripture reading sermon on Sunday, November, the last November. The Gospel from Luke 8:26-39. In the last Sunday scripture reading, we are told of Jesus' power over nature and demons. Jesus encounters a madman called Legion, named that because he was possessed by many demons. And then Jesus performed a miracle. He cast out the demons into a herd of pigs that then plunged over a cliff into a river. You too will meet Legion many times in your lives. Legion represents the evil in this world, those who have strayed from a godly life and are destructive to themselves or to you. Legion is also symbolic of any fear you many have. Fear of the I know. Fear of the leaving home. Fear of death. Fear of people. Fear of heights. Countless anxieties. Countless phobias that may be consuming us, paralyzing us. What demons are you enduring? What demons are tormenting you? When you are afraid of something, or you encounter something or someone in your life so powerful, destructive, or negative, remind yourself of today's scripture reading, the confrontation between Jesus and Legion. Like Jesus Christ did, approach Legion. Do not ignore. Do not be afraid. And do not tolerate Legion. Pray for strength and look your demon in the eye. And like Legion, it will lose its power over you. For in the end, this scripture reading tells us that the demon-possessed man become a missionary. Legion become a believer, going forth as spread the word of God. Amen. Brother and sister, every Sunday we have liturgy. Can you come and you can give the letter all your name? We have annual vigil candles lit up every services throughout the year and every Sunday. And we have another announcement. Allah, how are you? How do you feel? All right. I will announce another Thanksgiving Day. We will be have let's celebrate the give thanks Thanksgiving dinner on Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, November 23. That is next week, 2023, in our Cathedral Hall. All are welcome. They enjoy a traditional American Thanksgiving menu with classic all-time favorites. Turkey, gravy, stuffing, and all the trimmings. Just cost $15 per person. Start time 2 p.m. Please let Barbara Latsios know if you plan to attend. All process benefit the sisterhood. And one more announcement, save the date, dear brother and sister, clergy, welcome to St. Nicholas Patron Saint Lunch, Sunday, December 17, 2023. Come and join us at our annual St. Nicholas Patron Day and celebrating the feast day of our patron, St. Nicholas, the Wonder Worker, Archbishop of Myra. This festive annual event will be followed divine liturgy. We have liturgy at 9:30 in the cathedral, and after divine liturgy, follow divine liturgy in the cathedral hall on Sunday, December 17, 2023. Tickets $25. Adult children 12 and younger are it's free. The event includes lunch, music, the most probably a visit from Santa Claus, St. Nicholas, Svetý Mykolaj, to all ticket sales benefit the Cathedral Building Fund. This is such an important annual event that 106 years ago, our cathedral founders made it mandatory in our bylaws.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, dear brother, sister, listeners. Again, we invite you to the St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral to every service Saturday. We have Vespers at 5 p.m. and every Sunday we have liturgy at 9 a.m. The address 817 North 7th Street, Philadelphia, and website St. Nicholas. EOC.org, St. Nicholas EOC.org. And Ala, you have something, another information?
I would like to remind everyone, I know a lot of people hear me all over the United States of America, and even in Ukraine we have listeners. And I would like to remind to everyone that at Busselton Avenue, the address is 10151. Tomorrow at 5 p.m., we share food to everyone who is in need. We don't ask any additional documents except for your surname, except for your cell. You just sign it, and that's it. You can come, you can pick up food for you and for your family. You can pick up food for your neighbors if they ask you for that. And we have a lot of families. We have multinational community uniting around this Northeast Refugee Center at Busselton Avenue. Mm-hmm. Please write down the address, 10151 Busselton Avenue.
Yes, and can you call 215-479-1010? And dear brother and sister and listeners, we have a question for the services in St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral. All questions, can you call the cathedral office, 215-922-9671? Again, cathedral office, 215-922-9671. Every Sunday, the Northeast St. Luke Orthodox Church has a service every Sunday at 10 a.m. The address, St. Luke Orthodox Church, 10151 Busselton Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, zip code 19116. And Ala, you provide right now the Sunday school in Refugee Center. You, in the director, tell us, how many kids do you have right now in the Refugee
now
Center?
We in fact have more than 20 children.
And this Monday to Friday you provide, correct?
At
and you have another
educational academy. We teach them English. Mm-hmm. Also, we teach them
religious
issues. We read Bible for them. Mm-hmm. Also, we shall have a small concert on Thanksgiving Day.
The old children from where?
Every child is coming from Ukraine. Their parents are refugees, war refugees. In fact, this is the most difficult situation. And they have to survive and to get access to education by themselves.
And Saturday,
Every Saturday on Busselton Avenue, there is a special grant program opened from the federal program.
From
who? It is for Ukrainian UFU children that are of the age
program.
5 to 10 years old. They can come and get educational and cultural services and also English as a second
from
language.
Who?
From New World Association as a main partner.
Really? Marina Lipkowska. She's the president. I'm signed the new agreement, the World Association. The nonprofit organization, Marina Lipkowska, we provide together from the we teach the English, the new immigrants, not only from Ukraine, from in the world, all immigrants welcome to this is not after school, this is like the every Saturday, the time, tell me, 9 to 11?
The exact time is 11 to 12 p.m. So for 3 hours, we are teaching Ukrainian children
to
American cultures, traditions,
what
language,
time,
11 to 12 p.m.
Only 1 hour? You say 11
a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay, 2 p.m.
So for 3
hours. Not 12. 2 p.m. All right. Sounds good. Okay, welcome to the Northeast Refugee Center, 101 51 Busselton Avenue, Philadelphia.
If anybody would like to register your children for this program, you can call me director as a coordinator of this program, 267-808-5637. I repeat, 267-808-5637. You need previous registration at New World Association and then come in to Saturday classes. Thank you very much. Preparing for great Lent also contains important understanding how to forgive our people. Sometimes we cannot ignore or deny that we feel pain. And in this respect, we must remember that Jesus told us to forgive every day, even 7 times, and even 77 times. In his wording, the Prince of Teacher, he said, if your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him, and if he sins against you 7 times in the day and turns to you 7 times and says, I repent, you must forgive him. 7 times, you say. What a lot of times. But now when Peter came to Jesus and asked how many times he should forgive his brother and whether 7 times was the limit, Jesus said he was to go on forgiving him until 70 times 7. How many times is that? 490. Why you say I couldn't keep count of all those times? Of course you couldn't, and Jesus knew that perfectly well when he said it. He doesn't keep account of the number of times he forgives us, and this is what we should learn here on the earth. We should not be judges. We should be forgiven to be forgiven by him on our trial. And it is very important during Great Lent to remember all those sins that we made and ask for forgiveness and to be able to forgive people who maybe abused us. We don't know what were their relations, what were their peculiarities of their situation. Maybe they did not want to make them. We are not to judge them. We are to learn to forgive them in order to be forgiven. For children in our Sunday school, we explain that this very, very important understanding of forgiveness lets us to break those stones that sometimes we hide inside of our hearts, and these stones cannot directly provide our communication with God. Sometimes we cannot pray. Sometimes we cannot be so kind to our brothers and sisters. And that's why it is very important to remind of forgiveness. God bless you. Distinguished audience and listeners of radio program Bishop Luke Radio Hour. Now we'd like to propose to your attention an original prayer for Ukraine, translated into English by Alla Pukhtetska for American people who support Ukraine. Please pray with me. O Heavenly King, Almighty God, we are your children who have sins. We stand on our knees before you with devoted hearts and bowed heads. Our Father, please forgive our trespasses and trespasses of our fathers, grandfathers, and grand-grandfathers. Please Accept now, we beg you, our fair prayer and thanks for your unlimited mercy to us. Please hear our prayers and accept the willings of our hearts. Bless our motherland, Ukraine, with good fortune and happiness. O most merciful God, provide your kindness to everyone who applies to you. We beg you, O God, for our brothers and sisters, for widows, for orphans, for disabled and forceless, and for those who need your mercy and help. Unite all of us into one huge Christian family, so that all people as brothers could glorify your name now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. This prayer was blessed by His Holiness Patriarch Philaret to be read every day. God bless you.
Oh.
Dear listeners, we are often asked how people pray and what are the rules. I found interesting material about how to pray based on Lord's Prayer example. Many of the people who listened to Jesus didn't know how to pray. Some of them had never prayed in all their lives. This was the cause of their sorrows, their worries, their failures. Jesus knew that So he tried to get them to think of God as their friend and to talk to him as to one who loved them and was interested in them. How could they live the good life and walk God's better way if they never asked him for help? Jesus prayed much himself. Sometimes he would spend a whole night in prayer, talking with his heavenly Father and seeking help for the great work he had come to the earth to do. Once, when he looked up from praying, he found some of his disciples standing by watching him. They had been listening to his simple, beautiful words as he talked with his Father, and they wished they could pray like that. "Lord, teach us to pray," they said, and Jesus was pleased. He had hoped that they would ask that question. Now he could tell them the secret of prayer and they would listen and remember. First of all, he said, they should not pray just so other people would think they were good and at that. Long, loud prayers in public to be seen of men aren't prayers at all. They don't reach heaven. God doesn't hear them. When you pray, he said, go into your room and shut the door. Prayer is something very private, just between you and God. And when you pray, he said, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do. Don't feel you must keep saying the same words over and over. Just talk as you would talk to a friend. Then he taught them the little prayer that has become known to millions upon millions of people all over the world as the Lord's Prayer. From the first word to the last, it is the perfect prayer. It turns our thoughts heavenward. It makes us think of God, His holiness, His kingdom, His power, His glory, and all it asks for ourselves is our daily bread, a forgiven spirit, and strength to overcome evil. There is not a single selfish request, for even those that mention our needs are for the glory of God and the helping forward of His plans for His kingdom of love. We should learn this prayer and say it often, yet it is not the only prayer we should pray, for God is our friend, and He wants us to tell Him all that is in our hearts. How much we love Him, how earnestly we want to please Him, how much we need His help to do what is good and true and right, and how eagerly we want to serve Him all the days of our lives. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Собору залізна огорожа, а там же брак старенький стоїть в дощі сніг. Він каже перехожим: допоможіть вам, Боже, подайте, люди добрі, копійку на хліб. Пробігли три школярки, а потім повернулись. І ось бере монети простягнута рука, а дівчинка молодша не мала ані гроша, і просто, наче донька, обняла жебрака. Все золото золото світу, все золото світу, не варте любові, добра і краси. Все золото світу, все золото світу, не варте троянди, не варте сльози. Все золото світу, все золото світу, не варте любові, добра і краси. Все золото світу, все золото світу, не варте троянди, не варте сльози. І сонечко заграло на куполах собору, старий зібрав монети, щодень подарував. Не замерзають сльози на лютому морозі, жебрак купив троянду і дівчинці віддав. Все золото світу, все золото світу, не варте любові, добра і краси. Все золото світу, все золото світу, не варте троянди, не варте сльози. Все золото світу, все золото світу, не варте любові, добра і краси. Все золото світу, все золото світу, не варте троянди, не варте сльози. Все золото.